Work Among the Jews. February 3, 1908. Typed. Concerning the work in behalf of the Jewish people being done by Brother Gilbert, I am instructed to say, give him all the encouragement that is possible. Do not bind about his work by many forbiddings. Help him so that, through his efforts and the efforts of his fellow laborers, many of the seed of Israel may be grafted to the true stock, Christ Jesus. The Lord will work through men of different nationalities to do a work for their fellow countrymen. To Brother Gilbert, I would say, you must be guarded. Do not tax your powers so severely. Hitherto, the Lord has been with you, and he will continue to bless your efforts and will lead others to unite with you in your work. But you are in danger from more sources than one. Your enemies will be incensed against you because this truth is being carried to the Jews. My brother, the Jewish people are not the only ones who are being helped by your work. Our own people need the example thus set before them. I bid you be of good courage. In your labors, do not wait for some great and wonderful opening, but the opportunities as they come. The power of truth will be vindicated as the servants of God make faithful use of the opportunities that present themselves for labor. We are close to the time spoken of by Daniel the prophet. At that time shall Michael stand up, that great prince that standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. But at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 3. The Lord is about to do a short and effectual work in the earth. Oh, that our leading workers would realize this and shun their work of criticizing and forbidding. When the judge of all the earth shall come to render to every man his reward, those who have laid plans that have hindered the cause of truth will be held responsible for their actions, with all the evil that has resulted therefrom. I am instructed to refer our workers to the 10th chapter of Acts. Read this chapter and pray over it. When you have your understanding opened and realize what this instruction means to you, you will begin earnestly to work for the souls in your home field. Unless our people arouse to their duties for missions at home, they will be found wanting in the day of God. The apostle writes, "There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, and gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God alway. He saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, an angel of God coming unto him, and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto him, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the 6th hour. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice unto him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in him what this vision which he had seen could mean, behold, the men which had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called, and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit saith unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men that were sent to him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned of God by a holy angel, to send for thee unto his house, and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow after they entered into Caesarea. And Cornelius waited for him, and had called together his kinsmen and his near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in, and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is unlawful for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come to one of another nation. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore to what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I was praying in my house. And behold, a man stood beside me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent unto thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth, and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Verses 1 to 35. I present to you this experience in which the Lord wrought for one who feared his name. We can learn from this study a lesson of the way in which God works on human minds. I, with my husband, who now sleeps in Jesus, have passed through similar scenes. We have seen the arm of God break the power of oppression and tyranny, and dispel from minds the dark clouds of ignorance and superstition. We can see that a much more decided work is being done in our cities than in the past. We are to preach the gospel to the Jews as well as to the Gentiles. The glorious message of the power of God unto salvation is to be made known to all men. We are to bring far more of simplicity and Bible godliness into our work for the Lord. There is to be no erecting of barriers, no depending on human agencies for wisdom. Our work is to be given as freely to the Jews as to the Gentiles. Preach the gospel is the word given of God. Mark 16, verse 15. Preach the gospel, not in high-flown language, but in simplicity. This blessed gospel of our Lord is the only message that is unto eternal life. I have been shown that there are heathen in our own country who must be instructed as though they were little children. Our lamps must be constantly trimmed and burning. Schools must be established where the ignorant can be instructed in simple ways. The gospel must be preached by teachers who reveal their kindness of heart in loving deeds. Just as soon as a worker departs from the simplicity of the truth, the Lord ceases to use him and works through those who are meek and lowly in heart. He who is the light and life of the gospel was made flesh and dwelt among us. A sympathizer with humanity, he fed the hungry, healed the sick, and went about through all the cities of the land, doing good to men. All our works are to be wrought in Christ. By becoming partakers of his nature, his followers are to work his works. The ministry of Christ for men was the interpretation of his great commission to the disciples. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 15. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure into him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. John 3, verse 31 to 35.